Growing your business doesn't have to be difficult. It's all about mastering a few key techniques, systems, and mindset. Welcome to Foot Traffic. With over a million downloads, it's the go-to marketing podcast dedicated to helping you grow your small business. I'm your host, Stacey Tuschel. I've been an entrepreneur for over 15 years, and I own multiple seven-figure businesses. Together, you and I are going to get you more customers in the door, more profit in your pocket, and more happiness in your home. Let's transform your business starting right now. Hey there, we are talking about three steps to getting your team to read your mind. I'm going to be sharing how I assign specific tasks and projects every single week, one strategy that we use to get work done in the order that I want, and then the follow-up strategy that makes sure it actually gets done, all right? So I've worked with thousands of small business owners here at Foot Traffic, and I hear the way that the owner speaks about their employees, okay? They expect so much from them, right? They have high standards, which I want them to. They think they should be doing better. They should be learning faster. They should be producing more. I'll hear them say things like, I don't even know what they're doing all day. Like, is he or she even working, right? But then we break down the training process and what are you doing and how are you doing it? And all of a sudden I realize a lot of this training is non-existent, okay? So as much as we would love for our employees and our team to read our mind, it doesn't happen like that, all right? The biggest problem I think that I hear and probably that I used to think before I really started to get this into play was I don't know what they're doing all day. Like I have no idea what they're doing. So I started to make these stories up in my head that they weren't working at all, right? And then you start to get resentful and go down a completely different path that is going to be, trust me, not very productive for you or your employee, all right? So as we're diving into this today, I'm going to talk about three specific things that we do and how this order is going to make or break the success of what your team is producing, okay? Now, if you don't know what your employee is doing all day, you need to take some ownership here, okay? You should have a pulse on your team's projects at all times. Now, I'm not telling you that I know my team's like every move because they're texting or they're emailing or they're not at all. We are going to specifically talk about how we use our project management software to see what our team is doing. So we use something called Monday.com. Let me know if you guys have heard of it before. And I will specifically keep saying Monday.com because it's confusing if I just say Monday and then my team is thinking, wait, like Monday the day? No. So I always say Monday.com so you will know what I'm talking about or if I'm talking about the day because there are some things that we do on Mondays like team meetings, okay? So anyway, we are obsessed. We've been using Monday.com for years. And honestly, if you don't know what your employees are doing, I have a great tip that is going to help you visually see what is being done and what is not, okay? So step number one, and get your paper and pen ready. Number one is everything must be written down and assigned to one person. No more confusion. So no one on my team could say, well, I thought Claire was doing that. How many times have you heard that? Oh, wait, I thought she was doing that. No one should be thinking anybody should be doing anything. They should know who the task is assigned to. All right. So if it's not written down in Monday, if it's not assigned to somebody, it's probably not going to happen, okay? So every time we assign a task, it has to go into Monday.com, okay? Now, if you do it through email, right? So let's say you have your team members emailing you, they're texting you, they're Voxing you. How many times are things happening and all of a sudden you're like, wait, I'm driving in my car and now I need to like write this note down, okay? I always tell my team, never assign me anything unless it's actually in our project management board, okay? So that is it's probably a bad habit that a lot of you are going to have to break. So if you are allowing your team to do this, or even worse, you're doing it to them, then understand that balls will inevitably be dropped, okay? So here is what I really want you to understand, that when we're using this, and Monday they're called boards, okay? So in a specific board, when the team member is working through some tasks and projects, what's amazing about this is I can see exactly where they're at in the process. So typically when we first assign something, it's gray and it says not yet started, okay? Then all of a sudden, when he or she starts to work on the project, they can actually click the little column where it tells us what they're doing and it's like the status of it. And they can say like in progress. They can say things like on hold, waiting for review. Sometimes they're waiting for me to review the copy of an email or the Facebook ad or something like that, okay? So maybe their task is done, but now they're waiting for somebody to approve it before they move on to the next step. So when I say I have a pulse on my team, it's not because Claire is messaging me all day. It's because I could go into Monday.com, see Claire's boards, know exactly what she's working on, what she hasn't started yet, and where she's stuck, okay? So that's what I want you to understand, okay? Step number one, you've got to write it down. And when I say write it down, I really mean put it on one of these boards and assign it to a specific person, okay? All right, step number two, prioritize for them. This is another big one. Stop letting your team pick what they want to do or what they think you want them to do from your never-ending to-do list, okay? When you start to incorporate a project management software, you will quickly realize people will pick what they want to do or what they think they should be doing, right? So you have to set the expectations and the order of importance with deadlines. I'm going to say that one more time. You have to set the expectations and the order of importance with deadlines, okay? So if you're anything like me, and a lot of you are, you have a million ideas. And sometimes we just like throw those ideas at the people we work with and we expect them to like grab everything and reorganize it nicely. And honestly, that's pretty difficult. We don't even have it organized in our heads or know what order we want them in. So how are we supposed to expect them to do it, right? So in the beginning, I had said, we have really high standards, and that's okay. I have really high standards too, but you have to have high standards for yourself as the leader and the CEO. And if you are a mess, how do you expect your people working with you to contain that mess, right? So stop throwing things at your employees and expecting them to figure it out, all right? So in our Monday.com like little hub where the team is hanging out every single day, here is what I want you to understand. When we throw things at them, as the person who's throwing it at them, or maybe the manager is putting them on their plate, what we're doing is we are organizing it by order of priority. So again, there's these little columns. And I think what I'll do with this is I'll do a little blog post that matches this so I can screenshot some things in there for you to see. If that would be helpful, let me know. I'll make sure my team can do that for us. So what happens is one of the columns, there's priorities. So in ours, it says high, medium, and low. So I, when I assign something, I never assign it without, again, assigning it to a specific person. But then I'm also assigning what priority is this, okay? Because if you just give them everything, they don't know where your head's at or what you want them to do, right? Or something looks easy, so they're like, I'll just do this really quick. But maybe the easy task isn't due for 3 weeks and you have something you need done by tomorrow, right? So when I assign tasks high, medium, low, they now know that they can't work on low tasks until the mediums and the highs are done in order of importance. So this way, even if something it looks fun in the medium tasks, they have to do the highs first. The only way that they would go from a high to a medium without the highs being done is because they're stopped. They're either waiting for approval, it's on hold for a certain reason, it's paused for a certain reason, and then they can move on to the next one in order of priority and deadline. Does that make sense? Okay, yes, we'll definitely get that to you. It looks like people are wanting us to do that. So we can definitely do that. So that's the thing is, my team is reading my mind because you guys, I'm telling them, I'm helping them figure out what this looks like. Nobody's team is just reading their minds and they have this amazing dream team and everybody magically is figuring it out. It starts from the top up. The leadership, the guidance, the support has to come from you. So when I'm talking to the CEO and the small business owner, and she is just talking about this employee who's just not doing anything and they don't know what they're doing and this and that, there are so many things that we can do to help the CEO and the business owner really start to put things in place to make a more effective employee. Now, here's the scary part. How many people do you think you've let go of that they probably weren't the problem? Your lack of systems were the problem. You could have let go of some really incredible people that just needed better guidance and support from the owner, okay? So be careful, because hiring people can be very expensive. Training people can be very expensive. And if you don't have proper systems in place, it's costing you a lot of money, okay? So going back to what excites the employee. Now, not all employees do this, but definitely some I've experienced in the past, where if you give them 10 things to do, they just pick and choose like, ooh, this looks kind of fun, I'll do that. But sometimes what's fun is not what the company needs done right now. So when you pick the order of priority, okay, when you pick and you prioritize for them, now it's not about what excites them. It's about what does the company need, right? And you can see how the workload can get much more effective by changing that little hack, okay? Now, what's nice about this too is we have ours color-coded, and then we can group them together. So after I brain dump everything I want, let's say Jordan, my executive assistant, to do, I'll brain dump everything for her. And then I'll color code them, like my highs are all in one color, my mediums are in one color, my lows are in one color, so we can organize them and she can literally see like what's the order of importance here, okay? All right, step number three, follow-up system. You must have a follow-up system into place, okay? So you have to inspect what you expect. Or if you don't expect the end result to be what you wanted it to be, okay? That's the problem. You either can inspect what you expect or just expect that it's not going to look the way that you wanted it to, okay? So if you don't ask about a task, or maybe you just assign it, but then you never discuss it later. Let's say you're throwing things on. Let's say you're like, I love Monday, I wanna use it. You start throwing things on Monday like me, but you never go back to double check or to see where the process is at, you're going to run into trouble, okay? So here's what happens. Have you ever had this? You give somebody a task, and then like 3 months later, you're thinking, hey, whatever happened to that thing I was asking you to do? And they say, oh, did you still want me to do that? Was I supposed to be still working on that? We haven't talked about that in 3 months or 6 months. If you don't follow up, or if you don't keep it on their board or their specific reoccurring daily or weekly or monthly tasks, more boards that we have inside of Monday, when we do that, it's top of mind for them. They're not thinking, oh, she doesn't want me to do it anymore. If it's still on the Monday board, we definitely want you to do it, okay? So if you're just going off of brain dumping, hoping they catch it in their notebook and then it magically gets done, let me tell you, it is a special kind of person that can do that and do that well. And honestly, I have somebody like that on my team that I can brain dump to them, but they know their job is to catch it and organize it and get it assigned, okay? All right, so here's what I want you to see. Your follow-up system needs to be set to a frequency that will be different for each person, okay? So for instance, we do one team meeting, the entire group, okay? So we do one team meeting every single Monday, all right? So every Monday morning, 9 a.m., we actually have a leadership meeting first with the head of our growth, head of our customer success, head of our operations. I meet with them and we kind of set up the rest of the week and kind of get everything organized. Then at 9:30, the rest of the team is jumping on and meeting with us, okay? While we're meeting together, monday.com is pulled up. We're literally using that as our hub, and as we're assigning things, you can see it being entered in right then and there, okay? So once a week for the entire group is great, and it works really, really well for us. Now, one thing I want you to see here is maybe you hire somebody new, and you need to meet with them daily when they first get started, right? Maybe, and here's the thing, you might be thinking daily meetings, but what I want you to understand is without having daily meetings in the beginning as you're training somebody, They're going to be emailing and texting and calling and Voxing all day long because they don't know what they're doing yet. So having a daily meeting pop up or daily communication inside of your project management software, right? That is going to help you start to stay in touch with them on like, what are you doing? What are you working on? Where do you need support, et cetera, okay? So not only do I have certain meetings with certain people at different frequencies, one of the people that I meet with is Jordan, who is my assistant. Now, Jordan has been with me for a year already, almost a year. So we have right now a weekly meeting, and every Thursday, Jordan and I, we revisit her Monday board. So I can see for the whole week what she's completed, where she's stuck, what is left, all of that. I can see what's done, what's not. And then after I review the Thursday board with her, and we're looking through everything, she then moves all the dones to a finish folder, okay? So it stays really nice and clean, and I'm never questioning like, what is Jordan doing all day? I don't say that because I go into Monday and I see, okay, well, I gave her 7 things this week, bigger projects, and she's done with 3 of the 4 of them, okay? So this is where, again, if you are struggling, it's probably because of the lack of leadership, lack of maybe software, lack of tools, support, et cetera, okay? Now, another way that we use different boards in here to help with organization and getting things done would be our development boards, okay? So we have 2 main programs that we sell, Foot Traffic Formula and Powerhouse, okay? Those are ongoing monthly programs that are always here, okay? So we have people on our team that help us develop the product. So even though the programs have been here for a while, we're always making them better. So once a month, what we do is we set up a development meeting. And I'm a big reoccurring, like put it on the calendar, make it easy. So it's like the first Monday of every month at certain times, we meet for 1 hour for Foot Traffic, 1 hour for Powerhouse. Now, again, you don't want to just spit out things that you would love to see happen in the program. You want to write them down and assign them, okay? Again, what is the priority of it? And then how do you follow back up? Well, because I have a reoccurring scheduled meeting for Foot Traffic Formula and for Powerhouse, I know that when we meet for July, we're going to go into Monday. We're going to look at what did we accomplish last month? Like what's been marked done? What's actually like on off of our agenda that we did? And then what are some things we're hoping to achieve in the next 30 days? So because we have this follow-up system, things are happening. So even today, I saw Claire was in there and she was working on things that we talked about for our June meeting. All of a sudden, the ideas that we had are becoming realities and she's building out new checklists and building out new certificates and awards and like all these cool things that we just talked about as an idea the first Monday in June. And then sitting here recording this, we have these things into play, okay? So I want you to assess like who on your team would need a meeting, right? And then when you have that, how often would you need to meet and how often do you want to discuss it? And then how can you use something like Monday? And you know how much I'm a fan of Monday, but how could you use something just like that to really establish that rhythm and routine? Okay, I've got some questions here. Stacy, what software are you using for the text to show up on the live feed? I am using currently right now Ecamm. What type of program or software do you recommend to stay on task and organized? So I do everything in Monday.com. We aren't using anything besides that software for us to do it. Yes, Holly, that's correct. Is it easy to set up and get started? Yes. And what I'm going to do is I just had asked this. I'm going to make this into a little blog post. And then on that blog post, what I'll do is I'll screenshot some of the things that I'm saying so you can visually see it. If you think that's helpful, say yes in the chat and I will make sure to add that to it and get that out to you guys soon, okay? All right, so I want you to see like these 3 different steps. And I'll tell you too, Monday has a 14-day free trial. So go test them, see what you like and see how all of these strategies that I'm sharing, how they can work for you. Now, here's the thing. When you get into a program like this, you just have to test it out and see what works for you and for your business, right? And then as you start to go, okay, I like this version or I like this is working for the team, you start to build upon that. I mean, it is a work in progress. We've been using it probably for a few years. I'm going to say maybe year three we're going on. And if you would have looked at our Monday boards 2 years ago, they would look very different than now because we're finding our groove with it as well. Okay. Okay, cool. So I'm going to start diving into more of these Monday boards that might be helpful for you. And then if there's anything you guys want to hear more about or specific boards or how we do something or how we structure team meetings or anything like that, let me know either in the comments below or DM me and I'll definitely continue this conversation with you. This to me is my sweet spot. I love systems. I love organization. Why? Because it gives me back freedom. It gives me back time. It allows me to take the day off and not have to worry about what is getting done today. I know that I can take off for the day or take off for a week and go on vacation and come back and see exactly what was done, hold the team accountable, and really continue to move the team forward, okay? All right, guys, thank you so much. I hope you enjoyed this. I hope this is getting your wheels starting to spin. Whether you are a solopreneur, you still need a project management software because you need to manage your own projects. Unfortunately, everything you document is just assigning to you, right? But then what happens is after you start to bring people on, they get to start to take things off your plate. So project management is not just for people with teams. It is for people with projects, right? That is what it is called, project management, all right? So 99.9% of you listening, you need to be utilizing something like this for sure, okay? All right, guys, more to come. Cannot wait to share. Thank you so much for jumping on, and I will see you guys next time. And that's a wrap. If you are loving the Foot Traffic Podcast, then I know you would love Foot Traffic Formula. It's my group coaching and accountability program where we turn your marketing goals into results. Head over to foottrafficprogram.com and get your marketing working for you today.